First presentation we'll have, the first witness, is from the Kingsmen of the Netherlands, Jeroen Alting van Gusa. I hope I said that well.
We have an awesome God. I don't know if you recognize this. You're sitting in front of the TV with at one side a bag of chips and at the other side your soda. And every evening it's the same.
Zap, 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 zap.
You recognize that? If I walk through the city in my country, the Netherlands, I see a lot of men just spending their time like that. And it starts with a nice program on TV and it ends in pornography on the internet, on too much alcohol, etc., etc. Chained into something which is not the freedom Jesus wants to offer us. And that's why it is so important that we men wake up each other and that we tell each other, get out of that comfort zone. Leave that comfort zone and go into the mountains just like Moses, Abraham, Paul, Peter, Jesus, our big follower. They all went into the mountains. And 5 years ago, Kingsmen was born by accident. We did not want to set up a movement for men in the Netherlands. You know, when you think about the Netherlands, you think about drugs, alcohol, and you think about non-Christian country. But Kingsmen is born in the Netherlands as a movement where we want to wake up men and bring them back to the heart of their manhood and to the heart of Jesus through a physical challenge, an intellectual challenge, leading to a spiritual challenge, bringing you to God in the strong part of your manhood, but also in the vulnerable part of your manhood. We want men to get back to their families as a real father for the children, and as a real husband. And therefore, we organize a lot of activities in the mountains. We organize father-son weekends, father-daughter weekends, and a lot of other things. But the main thing is that we see that men are hungry to do these kind of activities. So what we started in the Netherlands with Kingsmen is now spreading its wings in France, Germany, and Switzerland, and Belgium. And it will not stop, that's for clear. And it's not something I asked for or my other friends asked for. It's something Jesus is showing us to do. And in that beautiful work, in waking up myself, waking up my friends, and bringing us to Jesus, I get new power, new force in me. And I can be a better father for my children and my wife to bring them closer to Jesus. And in that beautiful, exciting journey, I met a Protestant movement in the Netherlands, also wearing a red vest and called the Fourth Musketeers. And normally, my thoughts about Protestants was, they always read the Bible and that's about it. And in the past 3 years, I'm walking with 4M, a new world opened for me and a lot of other Catholics. And last year, together with 4M, we organized a big Man's Day in the Netherlands. And we made a big fire. And on that fire, we burned all the prejudices we had from the other domination. And I can tell you, I have never seen such a big fire. Meters high. Meters high. Because that's also what we men are. We always think for the other instead of looking at the other. And I'm very happy that in this man meeting, two Dutch men movement can be present, a Catholic and a Protestant man movement. And that we met each other because of Jesus, who is asking us for unity. And that we can be here to spread this word of unity and of manhood. And that's great. And I think that's a big present. And I can tell you, for the two Protestant friends, it's their first time in Rome. And the nice thing is that the fire we burned used to be the fire where 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago we burned each other. We all remember that time in history. And we decided that this fire is going to be the fire that Jesus asks us to burn, because he asked us in the Bible that we will light his fire. And that is what we are going to do as men here, as Catholic men, and with our Protestant brothers, men. We are going to light this fire for Jesus. And that's why I want to invite Eugene from the Fourth Musketeer to tell about their mission.
I can tell you, when last year these Protestant guys walked in the monastery, they looked a little bit strange around and said, is this really organized by 4M? That was new for them. But during that day, we learned a lot about your way of expressing your faith. And many men came to me and said, this day, together with Kingsmen, enriches our spiritual life. Also, Four Musketeers started by accident. Four friends, three Dutch pastors and a fourth one, started 10 years ago to do something with men. And they didn't know exactly what, but the wife of one of the pastors says, do something outside with men. Because men like to build churches, but it's not so easy for them to sit in it. They like to do something. So they decided to take 100 men out of their churches to Belgium and do something outside. And everything they organized went wrong. Everything. They had 3 days rain, so everybody was a bit wet. They had tents that was not good enough, so everybody just slept in the rain. But Sunday morning, their testimonies were excellent, because they were exercised and they meet in some way God. So we decided to do this twice a year. But it grow and grow. At this moment, we have 10,000 musketeers who went with us, and we are now in 12 countries. And that was not expected. Within the Four Musketeers, we always talk about four things. We talk about a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We talk about the importance of family, We believe that it's important for men to really be the husband, the man they should. We talk about church, and we challenge men to be active in the local church. And we talked the first couple of years about justice, to do something about the poor, poverty, poverty in the world. And then men stood up and said, we don't want to talk about it, we just want to do something. So what we're doing now in a musket long, we take men outside Asia to Asia and Africa, and let them run a marathon, let them bike 120 kilometers, or walk 63 kilometers, and be there at that area where the need is, and show the people there, you matter to us, and that's the reason we came. And each of them raised 10,000 euros to help there to do something about the need. And I tell you, that is something unique. Last year we went with 500 people out of different countries, men and women, to just show that God has an answer about this, what is going on in the world. We also have children's ministry. We also have teenager ministries. We have leadership ministries. And the this morning, our first XCC, that's the way we call it, Extreme Character Challenge, finished in the Ukraine. And it's the first one that started with 115 men from that country. And we're very happy with that. 2 weeks from now, we will start in Egypt again with our meeting. And I want you to ask to pray for that. Because at this moment, the area we were walking with 100 Egyptian guys is not safe anymore. Because a couple of days ago, a bus is attacked and 7 people were killed. Exactly in the area where we will be. I can tell you a lot more, but I like to show you just some pictures. Pictures say more than words. But again, we are thankful that we can be here and have fellowship with you guys. We'll be right back.
For next presentation, we'll be from the men of Latvia, the men of St. Joseph. Raymonds Berkovics and Marcin Wojcinak. I hope I got that right.
My name is Raimonds. I'm from Latvia. But I need to ask my friend Rolands to translate me because my English not so good for serious things.
Our movement is for 7 years right now.
Un es gribu pieskarties vienai interesantai tādam tēmai, kas man nodarbināja ilgu laiku.
I just want to say one thing about this movement, what I have in mind.
Protams, mūsu 7 gadu garumā ir bijuši daudz ļoti interesants un piedzīvojumi bagātas lietas, bet to es pagaidām atstāšu citai reizei.
Of course, there have been many interesting things in these last 7 years, but all the rest I can say later.
Ilgu laiku man nodarbināja viens jautājums, uz kuru es nevarēju saņemt atbildi.
Most of the time I had one main question where I couldn't give a right answer.
Tā kā es esmu ļoti praktisks cilvēks.
Because I'm very practical guy.
Es arī gribēju ļoti praktisku atbildi no Dieva.
I just want to get a practical answer from the God.
Tieši par vīru grupu, kāpēc tam vīriem ir jānāk uz vīru grupu, kā tam jēga ir?
I wanted to get answer, practical answer, why the men have to come to the movement, be involved in the movement. What's the point?
Protams, daudz atbildes dažādas bija, ka mums kopā ir jālūdzās, kopā jādara dažādas lietas, ka Bībelē tas ir teikts un tā tālāk.
Of course, there were many questions that we have prayed together and do all things written in the Bible.
Un man nebija atbildes uz šo jautājumu. Es nezinu, vai jums ir tāda īsa un konkrēta atbilde.
And I didn't have a real question, real answer to this question. And I don't know if any of you have a real answer to this question.
Un tad Dievs man atbildēja šo jautājumu.
And then God gave me an answer.
Un tas notika tā, ka dažādās vietās, dažādās tikšanās reizēs vīri sāka liecināt par to, ka pateicoties vīru grupai, viņi ir ienākuši un palikuši katoļu baznīcā.
The main answer was that men said that because of the movement, that's the doors to the church.
Un caur vīru grupu viņi visi ir ienākuši baznīcā.
And because of the St. Joseph movement, all the men are came to the church.
Un es nezinu, kāda situācija ir citās baznīcās, bet Latvijas baznīcā ir tā, kad vīri ir ļoti maz. Un
I don't know how it's in all your countries, the church, how many men are involved in the church. But in Latvia there is very few men involved in church.
Un lai vienkārši tāpat vīrs tagad izdomājas ienākt baznīcā, tas ir ļoti sarežģīti. Viņam tur vienam ienākt, ka viņš neko nesaprot, nezin un nevienu nepazīst.
And it's very complicated to get involved in a church for the men because they don't know anyone there.
Bet šim mērķim tieši ir vīru grupa, kur viņam atnākt, iepazīties ar vīriem.
And for this reason there is a St. Joseph movement to get involved in the church.
Un sākumā izveidot attiecības ar vīriem, un pēc tam vīri.
And in the beginning they make a relationship between the men in a Joseph group.
Un pēc tam vīru grupa palīdz šiem vīriem ieiet baznīcā. Un tas jau ir stipri viegli un vīrs var palikt.
And then all of the men can help the guy to get involved in the church.
Jo mēs ejam baznīcā, mēs pazīstam viens otru. Mēs ejam, precīzāk sakot, draudzē, mēs pazīstam viens otru un mēs jūtamies drošāk, labāk, nav vairs vientulības sajūta.
And because of the moment the men are more secure to be involved in a church that have real relationship between men.
Un tā ir tā atbilde no Dieva, ka vīra grupa ir durvis uz baznīcu.
And that's the main answer that the St. Joseph movement is the doors to the church.
Un otru lietu, ko es gribu padalīties, pavisam īsi.
And another thing.
Kā teicis ir Don Sterbits, kuru visi labi pazīst.
As Don Sterbits said.
Kad mēs, vīri Latvijā, rīkojam vienīgo unikālo pasākumu, kurš nenotiek nekur citur pasaulē. Tas ir vasaras nometnes Suntažos brīvā dabā.
As Don Sterbits said that we have the only open air men retreat in a world which is happening in the middle of Latvia.
Kas notiek katru jūliju trešajā nedēļas brīvdienās.
It's happening in a third weekend of the July.
Un šī nedēļas nogala tiešām ir priekš īstiem vīriem. Brīvā dabā, kur nav nekādu komunikāciju, nekādu... Tu pats zini, kā pastāstīt.
That's the weekend only for the men.
Kur nav nekādu labierīcību, elektrības, mēs esam brīvā dabā pie upes, pie ūdens.
That's in a next to the forest, in a big field of...
Kur šo pasākumu vada Don Sterbits.
Without any communication, with any extra...
Un grūti to nodot jums tālāk, jā. Bet es jūs aicinu visus izmēģināt atbraukt ciemos. Es jūs visus ielūdzu atbraukt ciemos jūlija trešajā nedēļā un izbaudīt šo unikālo pasākumu, jo mēs varam daudz stāstīt, bet tas ir jāpiedzīvo.
And I'm inviting all of you to come and visit us in a third week of July. Come visit us and see how we are doing there in a Suntaži.
Paldies.
Thank you.